We're honored and privileged to talk to Trooper Ben from the Kansas Highway Patrol today on KDNS 94.1, Classic Rock Z 96.3. Trooper Ben, you came to the Kids Cafe, which is a nonprofit organization that feeds local youth as many as 250 a day, but they always have activities and sports activities and non-sports activities, a lot of play day, stuff like that. We're very fortunate to get you in Beloit today. Kind of tell us about meeting with the Kids Cafe kids today.
Well, first off, it's great being up here. I get to come up to Beloit from time to time, but I was asked a couple months ago to come visit, talk to the kids or the adults about whatever I want to talk about. And for this moment, I just want to talk to them about what the Highway Patrol does, but mostly be presence. I mean, it's important for first responders just to be present and visible in positive ways with the kids, telling the things that we do in a way that is inspiring to them, and then mostly listening, learning, and answering their questions. Not really generally speaking to them, but really answering their questions and being visible. So I tried to do that with them this morning.
Well, Trooper Ben, I was reading on your website and follow you both a lot of your social media stuff, and I was reading where a third of the teen deaths in Kansas on Kansas roads occur in the summer. What's your message to parents and teens when in the summer on Kansas roads?
Yeah, so this is a concerning time for parents that, or those that handle little kids or littler kids. This is what we refer to as the 100 deadliest days for teen drivers. It starts the very end of the school year, basically Memorial Day till Labor Day, where we see an increase of teen deaths across the nation, including Kansas. So we typically see 8 per day across the nation, but when it comes to the 100 deadliest days for teens, it increases to over 10 per day. And that's just the deaths, which is devastating itself, but then you've got a significant amount of injuries that are happening, and then those wrecks that are not injury accidents, just crashes. So it's a big, big time. What do we do with it? Well, we remind parents and students and those that are driving that we need to make sure we're in control of ourselves and our vehicle, slowing down, making sure we are not becoming too distracted, especially with teenagers. They're in the vehicles during the summertime, not just with themselves, but with many other friends. So it causes further distractions, and they're staying up later. They're getting up at different times. You know, also during the school year, we've got school zones, but now there's not school zones, so the general public is getting used to this new rhythm of the season. And all of that combines to some devastating moments happening on our roadways. So.
Well, speaking of 100, you've had quite a time, especially the last couple of years, with drivers in the state of Kansas driving over 100 mile an hour, including, I believe, 183 mile an hour. What is wrong with drivers, and what are you guys doing to get these people off the road?
So we're doing our part, which is enforcement and education. So we've had a significant increase, certainly around the COVID years. We've seen a strong arcing of the graph, I guess, if you graphed it out, of the numbers of enforcements occurring with our agency. City officers and deputies are doing the same thing and seeing the same thing. A vehicle is going over 100, so 151, 131, you know, we're seeing those speeds. So we're enforcing, we're making traffic stops, we're being visible, we're trying to make the roadway safe, and then we're partnering with legislators to try to make changes, if it's increasing the fines or suspending license or towing vehicles. But that is a partnership between us and legislators, as well as the community, to see what they think is the solution to this problem that's happening, not just here in Kansas, but across the nation.
Well, Trooper Ben, we're not too far away from summer harvest. It's a relatively quick 10-day to 14-day harvest, but with the white combine, meaning hail, people get in a hurry on the county roads and try to get their crop to the elevators. What's your message to farmers and people that work in the farm employment industry about summer harvest?
So with any harvest, in particular this moment, summer harvest, we got to give them more room. And that includes the motorists need to give these implements of husbandry, these commercial motor vehicles and these farm implements more room to turn, to slow. They have a hard time seeing. And then those operating those farm equipment, they need to recognize that motorists might not recognize their intentions, in particular turning left or turning right. Usually when they're turning right, they're swinging wide to the left first before they swing right into that lane or into that field that's on the right-hand side. And I think that sometimes confuses motorists because they think, oh, I'm going to pass this combine, whatever it is, and all of a sudden the combine swings out wider. unexpectedly. So making sure that there's all of us reading the situations and using caution, slowing down and limiting distractions. We all want to be safe. We all want to make sure we get to our destinations, and that means taking our time and reading the situation as best we can.
Well, Trooper Ben, we're talking about teen deaths on Kansas Road, talking about summer harvest, but one thing that's kind of really an unknown to a lot of people, we drive county roads in the rural area, whether it's harvest or to go to ball games or to go to fishing, but what are rules and regulations for county roads?
Yeah, so when you think county roads, majority of them are marked, but if you get some county road that's not marked, then we're going to work with what is first reasonable and safe. That could vary depending on the road and characteristics of dirt or loose sand or whatever it is. If it's posted, generally 55. If it's not posted, then I'd be going with a 55 rule unless there's something that illustrates otherwise. And again, too fast for conditions is something that we can enforce, and that means, hey, you're driving way faster than this road allows because of it being wet or muddy or sandy or fog or whatever it is. So we need to make sure we're accommodating our vehicles. We can't control other things, but we can certainly control ourselves and our vehicle, and that's the things we need to be doing a good job on.
Well, Trooper Ben, a big hindrance to drivers, and you've really last 25 years used to your advantage too in your state patrol service, but cellular devices have really changed the law and the way the Kansas State Patrol operates.
Yeah, I mean, cellular phones from the beginning of the early 2000s, when most people started getting phones, have changed dramatically. In the beginning of everybody getting phones, they probably were very beneficial. And I say beneficial because when you were broke down on the side of the road, you needed help, you could call somebody to come help you. So you weren't on the road or on the shoulder for a longer duration, exposing yourself to the hazards. Or if you're involved in the crash, you could call a first responder quicker. So that's probably helped us in the beginning stages. But now with smartphones and technology, we're doing more than just using a phone for emergency situations. We're using them to entertain ourselves while driving down the road, and that's the problem. So to be disciplined and to be use peer pressure, I say peer pressure others to make smart choices. If you see friends and family doing things that aren't safe, to peer pressure them to make better choices. And then to show that that's the way we operate in this space, because that's what we do. And over time, our peer pressure will come into play and more people conform to what society expects in that area.
Well, Trooper Ben, they have cop shows now or shows or virtual shows of police activity. But when it comes to interstate travel in the state of Kansas, when does a routine traffic stop become a drug bust?
That's an interesting question. I mean, our troopers are out there making traffic stops. We're looking for reasons to make stops. I mean, what the public would ask us to stop. So we're not waving people over, stopping people over, wheeling them over for nothing. There's a reason, first off. Speeding, failing to maintain, following too close, not using turn signals, whatever it is. And then through our investigative skills of just listening and learning and asking questions, you start developing some beliefs that would lead you to ask further questions and at times extending the stop, asking, hey, is there anything illegal in the substance? Where have you been traveling? Have you used, consumed certain substances? And then at some point, if we have the back that's built up through the duration of the stop, asking for consent to search the vehicle. Person can make the choice if they want to consent or not. And then if they say yes, we do so. If they say no, we make the decision, do we further detain them and have a canine come to further assist us? Or we cut them loose and say, drive safe the rest of the way. But the goal should always be, what does the public want? And the public in that moment during a traffic stop was watching us. Would they say, keep doing what you're doing, or hey, you're extending this beyond what is reasonable? And we're trying to always balance that with what does the public want, what does the law want, and how are we serving in an honorable way.
Well, Trooper Ben, it's been an awesome interview today, and thank you so much for your service and those we've lost both in the military and through police service work. Appreciate you coming to the Kids Cafe, and this has been John Bowden for Katy Country 94 Z96.3 The Lake with Trooper Ben.